Has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Man, I gotta be honest with you tonight. I'm blown away. I haven't heard a crowd like this here in years. Oh, let's talk about it. Kansas City Royals win. They take game one of this big three-game series with the defending champs. Game one of this big-time homestand against two playoff-caliber ball clubs. Royals win the opener. Final score, 7-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. When I say I haven't heard a crowd like this here in years, I'm not even talking about during the game again. Maybe this is just a me thing, just something that I notice. But I'm talking about filing out of Kauffman Stadium. That's what I feed off of. The energy that the near 26,000 in attendance tonight brought during the game is obvious. But what y'all were doing as you exited Kauffman Stadium, that's what had my ears perked up. I got bros over here howling. I got kids smiling. I got Let's Go Royals chants. It was very Chiefs-esque. Watching the 26,000 pile out of Kauffman Stadium. I can't wait to hear from you, but I want to start by going inside that victorious Royals clubhouse as the boys take game one of this series from the Texas Rangers, and I want to talk to the electric factory that is John Schreiber. Throws a scoreless seventh inning, and then the offense takes care of the rest. John, thank you very much for the phone call. Great job out there tonight. Take us inside that clubhouse. What's it like after this one?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Clubhouse is great. Everybody's energetic and excited. It was a good win. It was a pitching duel between, Brady and Lorenzen. And, Brady did an awesome job getting through the sixth. And then the guys putting up some runs on the, on offense. So it was a really fun game today. So
that's the post-game clubhouse. Tell fans about the pre-game clubhouse, the expectation to win that you guys are bringing on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, we're all locked in. It's a loose, fun, energetic clubhouse pre-game. And, like I said, we're just all locked in every day, trying to get the W. So, good chemistry in the clubhouse, good mix of veteran and young guys. So it's been a lot of fun. So.
John Schreiber, kind enough to call us up after the Royals improved to 20-13 on the season. That's 33 games. John, you've appeared in nearly half of them. This was your 16th appearance. How have you felt this season? Because the results look fantastic.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been good. Obviously, tonight, didn't have all my command tonight. Lucky enough to make some good pitches when I needed to, and, put up a zero for the guys and give us a chance. So, it's been fun.
What's going through your head? Bases juice, two outs. It's a tie game. Marcus Semien, one of the finest second basemen in the sport, standing at the dish. What changes? How do you lock in that spot?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best hitters in the game. So the biggest thing for me is just trying to stay calm out there and execute some pitches. And, I was throwing a lot of fastballs and, was able to locate my sweeper really well against him and, make some good pitches on that make a good pitch on that last one to try and get him to chase. So.
Yeah, three straight sweepers set down Marcus Semien. You mentioned you want to be calm, and final question for you. Well, once that third sweeper was a swing and a miss, that calm stuff went out the window. A spinning fist bump, another primal yell as you're walking towards the dugout. Are you blacked out in that moment? Explain to me that feeling walking off the mound after holding it down for the boys.
Yeah, that's when I can, take a deep breath and let out my adrenaline. So that's in situations like that, I can't help myself but be excited. Help the team, give them a chance to put up some more runs and win a ball game. So,
A scoreless seventh inning lowers John's ERA to 0.59. Great job tonight, John. We'll see you back at the ballpark tomorrow. And the way that this season is going, you'll probably be back on the bump again tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate your time. Thank you very much for dialing us up. Yeah, John Schreiber is 15th scoreless appearance so far this season as the Royals win 7-1. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. You understand what I'm talking about. You've been a part of those crowds filing out of Arrowhead, filing out of Kauffman Stadium back in 14, 15, and 2016. Those scenes filing out of a stadium that, if you're unfamiliar with how Kansas City does it, it might be a little scary. It might be a little intimidating because it is a wild scene. I mean, I saw this one little girl with both of her arms outstretched and a smile from ear to ear. The Let's Go Royals chants coming down that spiral staircase. Did you feel it too? If you were one of the near 26,000, you don't wait on hold. You get right to the front of the line. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's start off with Hannah. Hannah was in the building tonight for Nurses Night. Hannah, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Vern?
Doing great. Nice to hear from you. Did you have that same feeling in the building tonight?
I did, and that's why I'm calling in, because you have to love John Schreiber. When you saw him pump his arm and twist around after that one inning, and just seeing that kind of, like, enthusiasm from the players, I was up and jumping in my seat.
Yeah.
When,
yeah.
You know, we had all those hits, Salvi hit that home run. Like, I haven't felt like that in, like, since 2015, and it was just so exciting to be that excited during a game and just be on your feet the whole time.
Yeah, and Hannah, appreciate the phone call, and the energy is coming from the field, right? Like you're saying, you're just feeding off the fellas out there, Schreiber, and that scream, multiple screams coming off the mound in the seventh inning. How about Brady Singer after punching out Adolis Garcia, battling Adolis Garcia? An eight-pitch battle, his 105th pitch of the night, is a slider that Garcia cannot make contact with. He goes down swinging, and Brady Singer showing some real emotion coming off the mound. I mean, Brady Singer had that "who do you think you are, I am" attitude coming off the mound. Oh, man, I'm juiced. Let's keep this going. Let's go to Willie leaving Kauffman Stadium. Willie, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just sitting here in the parking lot waiting to get out. Vern,
that's what happens when you're a winner.
Yeah, exactly. I've talked to you quite a few times over the years, and first time getting on. And you've always told me to call in when we won, and we did. And this team is something special. I haven't seen this since the last core, and I've been telling people this for years. And I've been telling this is going to be a good and this is going to be a promising core, and nobody's believed me. But now they're starting to show, and it's just exciting to be out here. It was just something electric that I haven't experienced since that last core, and it's just so good to be out here for winning baseball again.
No doubt about it. Willie, thanks for the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7610. Of course, you have your bros that maybe are a little scary. You think, all right, that guy's had one too many drinks. I'm going to steer clear of him. But the rest of it is just unbridled joy pouring out of the masses that turned out to cheer on the boys in blue. And how about the battle that this game was? I mean, if you missed it and you're just listening to the podcast, first of all, God love you. Subscribe and download the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you're just checking out the box score on Saturday morning and you see Royals 7, Rangers 1, you think, okay, another strong pitching performance and another big offensive night. And while, yes, it was another fantastic pitching performance and the offense did have another big inning, this was a 1-1 game when John Schreiber had the bases juiced and two outs in the seventh. And that was the most traffic that Schreiber's had this season. But still, as he mentioned, able to slow it all down and execute. Because, yeah, he was struggling finding command of that two-seamer. But he went to that sweeper against Marcus Semien, and boy, did that ever work. But it was a battle. You know, Brady Singer was at 77 pitches after four. A lot of deep counts early in the game for Brady Singer. He had to battle. Now, John Schreiber, we talk about him. He had anything but an easy time in his seventh inning. But he finished strong. Brady Singer finished strong. The offense had to battle Michael Lorenzen. But they, too, finished strong. MJ Melendez finished strong. Kyle Isbell driving in that game-winning run. Kyle Isbell started off the night slow. The entire team started off the night slow, and yet they remained calm, and they finished strong. Royals win 7-1, a half game back of Cleveland in the American League Central, and still the proud owners of the best run differential in Major League Baseball. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Michael in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm great. You know that.
Yeah, I'm just leaving the stadium now, stuck in traffic. That's what you said. It's what happens when you're a winner.
Right.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say, I really like what you said. Just battled. You know, we stayed in the game the entire time. That's what I like to see. That, I think, is the big difference between this year and last year. Is you know you're going to get competitive baseball. You know you're going to have a fight. And it's just so great to see. I have some friends at work that kind of doubt. You know, I say, oh, I'm going to the Royals game tonight. Like, oh, you ready to lose? But Anyway, it was a great night. The stadium was electric, and I just wanted to call and say, go Royals!
My man, appreciate it. Nice hearing from you, Michael. Real quick, to your coworkers that had that response of, oh, you're going to go see them lose? Because your coworkers are acting as if this is same old Royals? To him, and honestly, Michael, to you, the biggest difference this year compared to last year is not the fight. It's not that you know this team's going to battle, because if I'm being honest, this team fought last year. As long as Salvi's been on the field, the team fights. I've watched just about every Royals game since I got here more than a decade ago, and I haven't seen very many Royals teams roll over. Maybe occasionally, but consistently, a stretch of games, no, that doesn't happen. What's different about this year's team compared to last year's team is pitching. I'm sorry, but there's just really not anything else. Pitching, defense, sure, the defense has improved. It's what I talk about nightly. Well, this is the 33rd postgame show. I think I've talked about it 33 times. You have the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball. The things that even that level every playing field. Pitching, defense, and team speed. The Royals are the only team in Major League Baseball that is yet to allow 100 runs this season. The only team. I mean, Tampa's given up 171 runs. The White Sox have given up 173. The Angels, who we're going to see next week, have given up 169. Every team in baseball has given up triple-digit runs, but not the Royals. Pitching, defense, and team speed. It was all on display tonight. The pitching of Brady Singer, 105 pitches. He battles and gives you six innings of one-run ball. Brady Singer came into the night, according to Fangraphs, as the fifth most valuable starter on this team. Fifth. And yet he's top 15 in Major League Baseball when it comes to whip and opponent's batting average. And through seven starts, the Royals are now 5-2 with Singer on the hill. He has an ERA of 2.45. Pitching is the difference. Not the fight, not anything else. And to your coworker, buddy, it's not the same old Royals because Waka's pitching tomorrow. And then you have Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo and Brady Singer and Alec Marsh is going to be back soon. You haven't had stability like this in the rotation in 8 years. And the offense right now remains middle of the road, bottom half of the league. But you have two MVP candidates at the toughest defensive positions on the diamond, catcher and shortstop. You're strong defensively up the middle, and as you saw with Dairon Blanco changing the game with that speed in the seventh inning, you have the most powerful weapons in the game. Bobby's defense, Dairon's speed, Singer, and Schreiber on the hill. It was all on display tonight. Let's go to Danny in Prairie Village. Danny, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, man. How are you?
You know, I was we're leaving the game right now. Big thing that I got from this is just, you know, the energy at this stadium. I've been going to games for a while, went to a lot of games last year. You know, this team fought hard, but, I mean, seeing the energy that the guys are playing on the field, and then when the captain, man, in the bottom of the seventh hit that bomb, I mean, this whole stadium erupted, and I haven't seen energy like that there in a long time.
Yeah, I'm with you. I appreciate the phone call. Listen. I mean, I hate to be so disagreeable. 25,690. Yeah. I've heard energy in this place before from 10,000 and 12,000. Now, Salvi's hit a lot of home runs. Tonight was home run number 254 in his terrific career. He's 46 back of 300 and now 63 behind George Brett for the franchise record. Prior to tonight, the Royals were averaging fewer than 15,000 people a game. One of only three teams in the sport averaging fewer than 15,000. So the energy was you guys. Was you showing up to support the boys in blue. It was just the amount of people. It was overwhelming. We haven't seen a crowd like that outside of opening day. And when the Cardinals or Dodgers come to town, it just hasn't happened very often. So I'm with you. No, I haven't heard a crowd like this during a game in a while. That's just because nobody goes to Royals games. Or recently, nobody's gone to Royals games. But the difference to me is the energy after the game. Any group of baseball fans can come to their feet when Salvi hits a game-altering three-run blast in the seventh. Anybody can lose their mind when they see Brady Singer and John Schreiber losing their mind out there on the mound. But you know it's real when that energy is still oozing out of you 20 minutes after the game. That, to me, is what's different. That's what tells me this team has indeed now infiltrated your daily routine. Royals baseball now pops into your head 3-4 times a day because they're winning. They're playing close games because of this terrific pitching, defense, and team speed. And your stars are superstars. Your stars are MVP candidates. As Salvi goes 1-for-4 with that 3-run home run, and Bobby Witt Jr. 1-for-4 with that RBI single in that 6-run 7th inning Royals win 7-1. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Susie in Shawnee. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was going to call you as soon as we came out of the stadium because I said, this is electric. This is wild. People were going crazy. And I thought, Vern will love this because that was exactly how I felt too. Like, people weren't leaving. They were staying at their seats. They were hanging around. I was even wondering, is there a fireworks show yet? No, it was the fireworks on the field, baby. It was awesome.
That was awesome, Susie. I need to hear from you more often. Thank you. 913-586-7610. It was. Yeah, I called John Schreiber an electric factory because that dude is just always peeking out there on the mound. But I haven't seen a crowd exit a stadium with such fervor and joy as the last Chiefs game that I went to. it had a real Chiefs feel where a few people are like, all right, that dude's, I'm staying away from that dude. That dude's a little scary. He's way too excited. But then the rest of the crowd is just smiling, and I don't care how old you are. You got an 80-year-old over here and a 6-year-old over here giving each other a high five as they walk by one another. Royals win 7-1. They're now 13-5 here at Kauffman Stadium. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Zach, who was at the game tonight. Zach, you're on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, what a night for baseball. 72 at first pitch. Could not have asked for a better night at Kauffman with the family. The kids loved it. 7-year-old, 13-year-old, the whole family. What a joy. The seventh inning was electric. Just a great team to watch.
Perfectly said. Appreciate the phone call. Again, if you were at the game, I want to hear it all. I want to hear the environment, your experience, who you were with, what the memories going to be, what you're taking away from this 7-1 Royals victory. Game 2 tomorrow night, Michael Wacha on the hill facing fellow right-hander Dane Dunning. 6:10 first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock, giving you a chance to win tickets to see the 2014 AL Championship Royals reunion here at Kauffman Stadium. So make sure you're listening to the On Deck Show tomorrow at 5 for your chance to win those tickets. All right, Jake was at the game tonight. Jake's heading home and was nice enough to dial us up. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Royals. Hey, Vern. Hey, yeah, we were at the game tonight. We've been quite a few this year already. It was absolutely electric environment. I can't really put in words like Susie did just a little bit ago, but man, it was great up in section 419. And I really called in to give a shout out to an unsung hero I believe on this team is Kyle Isbell. He is my man. That wife, she talked a little bit. She was at the game tonight. She's starting to come around. So I just wanted to call in to give him a shout out. We're going tomorrow night and Sunday as well, so we're looking forward to it. Really digging your show, man.
No doubt. Appreciate it, Jake. Thanks for the phone call. I'm with you on Kyle Isbell. If you've listened to this show for any time now, you know I've been down with Kyle Isbell. And you know my expectation for the center fielder. Play gold glove defense and execute when the position or when the opportunity presents itself offensively. I don't need you to try to wear a cape. Salvi has the cape. I don't need you to try and put on the Iron Man suit. That's Bobby's. I just need you to move a runner, sacrifice bunts, hit behind, whatever the situation calls for, I need you to be able to execute the fundamentals. But Isbell's been doing more than just executing the fundamentals. Now, he has been playing gold glove defense. Don't get that twisted whatsoever. Defensively, he's one of the three best center fielders in the sport. But on Wednesday, he jump-started the three-run sixth-inning rally for the Royals. Look at that beautiful at-bat. He fell behind 0-2, worked the count full. And when Chris Bassitt threw that slider off the plate, Izzy didn't try and get big. He went with it. He shot it to the opposite field for a leadoff double. He would come around to score the Royals' first run, and they win that game. The finale in Toronto, 6-1. And then tonight, 1-1 game in the bottom of the seventh inning after MJ Melendez does his best Kyle Isbell impression, falling behind 1-2. But working the counts, fouling off a few, getting it to 2-2. And on the seventh pitch that MJ Melendez sees, he grounds it back up the middle for a leadoff single, snapping it 0-for-27 for MJ Melendez. Tyrone Blanco comes in, he steals second base, and then Kyle Isbell on a 1-1 pitch. Great swing on a fastball in the middle of the plate. Izzy, 107 miles per hour, that exit velocity back up the gut, scores Blanco from second, and the Royals go up 2-1. They would go on to win 7-1, and now in his last 10 games, Kyle Isbell's hitting .313 with 8 runs scored and 5 runs driven in. He's one of three Royals with multiple hits tonight, Izzy, Massey, and Michael Garcia. Let's go to Matt, who was at the game tonight. Matt, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I was at the game. It was a really fun time. I love Isbell. I love everything about him. I was at the opening day game when he went yard. But MJ, what's your diagnosis of MJ? Because I root for him, but I wonder what's his future?
Yeah, I mean, that's really in his hands. I can't predict that, Matt. I asked J.J. Piccolo earlier today about M.J. Melendez, who, again, tonight had that leadoff single in the seventh inning that led to the game-winning run for the Royals. But I asked M.J. Melendez, I appreciate the phone call. I'll let you hear what he had to say when I asked him earlier today about M.J.'s struggles, right? M.J. came into tonight 3 for his previous 53, and I asked J.J., is this skid for MJ similar to what you saw last year in the first half of the season when he hit the All-Star break with an OPS around 600? And he was barely hitting above the Mendoza line. Turned it on in the second half. I mean, MJ was outstanding in the second half, and here's what J.J. Piccolo had to say.
Yeah, it feels like it. You know, I think not saying this specifically about MJ. I'm saying this about a lot of young hitters. When they're struggling, I think they start to guess a little bit more. They try to anticipate certain pitches and, you know, some situations. I felt like, the at-bat he pinch hit. You know, he's sitting dead red and it's a breaking ball, you know, and he's way out in front. And it seems to throw his rhythm off for the rest of the at-bat. But I think when guys go through some of the adversity like he went through last year, there's something to build on. Like, he knows this isn't the bottom. This is just a period of time I'm not swinging the bat well. He should have confidence in himself to get out of it. And MJ is streaky, you know, so he can go 3 for 4 in his next game and off he goes, you know. And that seems to be his track record, and hopefully he finds that stretch of games where he builds that confidence and carries on for more than a couple games.
So I'll say this about MJ Melendez to your question. It hasn't affected his defense, and defensively he's performing at a level that puts him in the top 5 of left fielders in the American League. So he's getting it done on the defensive side of things. And as we've seen so far this season, if the pitching, defense, and team speed are going to be elite, those weapons can mask a lot of issues in the offense. And we've seen it before. I mean, the 2014 team was a middle-of-the-road, bottom-half offense. But it was an elite bullpen, a solid rotation, a great defense, and great team speed. This team right now is middle of the road offensively, bottom half offensively. But they have an elite rotation, a solid bullpen, elite defense, and great team speed. So I think you can get by with average offense. MJ's going to get an opportunity on this homestand. Royals are facing a lot of right-handers. Dunning and Gray over the next 2 days against the Rangers. Fastball Freddy Peralta coming to town with the Brewers. Yeah, I think it's 6 or 7 straight right-handed pitchers. So MJ's going to get the opportunity to work out of this. If he doesn't over the next week, well, then we might have different conversations, as I see Drew Waters hit another home run tonight in AAA. Maybe MJ is just a streaky hitter. Maybe that's who he's going to be. Homers, punch-outs, not many walks. Listen, he wouldn't be the first. Shoot, he wouldn't be the only Royal to have that as their calling card. An extra base power, streaky. Meaning the streaks are either punch-outs or extra base power. We'll see. But I'll tell you this, if I've learned anything about this organization, or at least if we can infer anything about this organization since December, it's they're going to be aggressive. They're not going to sit idly by with, you know, twiddling their thumbs. You look at how they attack the offseason. I mean, from the top down, from ownership to the front office to the coaching staff. From the offseason to spring training to the regular season, this team hasn't sat on its hands. So once a slumping bat becomes a detriment to the team, I don't believe the organization will hesitate to remove said detriment. That's why I was sure to mention just how good defensively MJ has been this season. How good the attitude has been. And let's not forget, MJ started the season on fire. You can make a case he won three games for you in the first 2 weeks of the season. I mean, he had really good numbers coming out of the gates. He was 13 for his first 40 with 8 extra base hits in the first 12 games. Now, since over the last 17, he's 4 for his last 56. Track record would say he's a streaky hitter. It's on him to prove us wrong. It's on him to show the coaching staff in the front office that I'm more than that. This is a big week for MJ Melendez. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I am very late for a break. We'll make it a quick one, and we'll get right back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Salvi swings, and there it goes. Deep left field, into the corner, gone. Have I ever told you about the golden opportunity rule? Well, it has struck the Rangers big time, as the Royals have 6 in the bottom of the 7th inning and lead 7-1.
Linear to ear, the great Ryan LaFever on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Salvi, he saw back-to-back sliders down and away from Jose Ureña, but that second one was not down enough and not away enough, and Salvi hits it. A three-run blast, his 8th home run of the season, and made it 7-1 Kansas City, and that was your final score. Royals now 20-13, a half game back of first place, and the owners of the best run differential in Major League Baseball. The boys are now 14-4 when they score 4 or more runs. 913-586-7610. Salvi's 8 home runs put him top 5 in Major League Baseball. He's also top 5 in batting average in all of Major League Baseball. No, Salvi's still vying for a batting title in the American League, but he's top 5 in the sport. Shoot, Salvi's top 3 in Major League Baseball in OPS. Top 3 in RBI. And I see Ryan in Olathe on the text line saying there's something special happening with Salvi. There's an aura to the season, a lot like 2021 when he ran into 48 big flies. Salvi right now on pace for right around 40 home runs, right around 140 RBI. And he's 7 days away from his 34th birthday. It's remarkable. 913-586-7610. And if you don't know about the golden opportunity rule that Ryan was referencing, I wasn't dialed into the broadcast, but I've listened to Ryan enough and I've learned enough from Ryan and Hud and Denny and the rest to know exactly what he's talking about. 1-1 game, top of the 7th inning, John Schreiber comes in relief of Brady Singer, walks the first guy that he faces. Now, we've all learned from Denny, leadoff walks late in games, it's often a recipe for disaster. Well, John Schreiber says no. 4 pitches later, he gets Josh Smith to ground into a 6-3 double play. Okay, so bases are empty. It's a 1-1 game. 2 outs, nobody on. Let's go. Schreiber, who we spoke with earlier, if you missed the conversation with that electric factory, check it out on the podcast page at 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Just search All Things Vern. So following that double play, it's a single to Jankowski and then another single to Kisner and then a walk to the 9-hitter. And oh my gosh, bases loaded, 2 outs. Schreiber, what are you doing, bud? You've been so good all year and now you flip the lineup over? for Marcus Semien and the reigning World Series MVP Corey Seager. Oh, John, say it ain't so. Ball one, what are you doing? And he had no feel for the fastball, no command of the fastball, I should say. And then he says, him and Freddie link up and go, all right, let's go to the sweeper. Strike one, strike two, strike three, inning over, crisis averted. That was a golden opportunity for the Texas Rangers. John Schreiber thwarted that opportunity. And the rule, the golden opportunity rule, is when it's there in your hands and you let it slip through, more times than not, the other team is immediately going to make you pay. And the Royals did just that. MJ Melendez leadoff single. Dairon Blanco steals second. Izzy drives him in, and the Royals are up 2-1. And then the wheels came off. Oh, boy. You had the delayed steal from Dairon Blanco. I mentioned Izzy's swing on that fastball in the middle. Bobby Witt Jr. wears down the Texas reliever Cole Wynn, an 8-pitch at-bat that ends with Bobby banging one to the right center field gap, scoring the third Royals run. And then Vinny goes down to get a changeup out of the zone. He pulls it into right field, 4-1 Kansas City. And then, as we just heard, Salvi's three-run blast, career home run number 254. Let's go back to the phone calls, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Chase, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Chase, how are you?
Vern, I am ecstatic. Good. I am ecstatic. You know, I saw fans there at Kauffman all the way down from 10 years old all the way up to 85 years old. And they were all in, just like these boys out there on the field. Bobby Witt showed out. I got a question for you. Do you think at some point here in the next couple of years that Salvi's going to go full-time first base? Because I want to be opposed to it, because we need his bat. If he's going to continue hitting the way he is now.
He's catching better than ever, though.
That's what I'm saying. I've been trying to tell a lot of my friends, like, hey, the only reason he's hitting that well is because we're giving him those breaks.
And oh, I agree with that, too. Thing, yeah.
I agree with you. The big thing I have to take away from this is, you know, the fans are back. There were fans from 10 years old all the way up to 85 that were all in on it. And these boys are back. You know, let's take the Central. Let's go. I'm fired up. Let's go Royals, baby.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Sorry. See, I'm getting juiced right now, man. I'm with it. Thanks for the phone call. Again, that was my biggest takeaway as I was walking to my broadcast booth to do this post-game show. I had, a few guys that had a little bit too much to drink and, they're hooting and hollering. But then there's some other bros over here that look like they had their wits about them, and they were hooting and hollering. I got kids over here smiling, that little girl with her arms outstretched. Let's go Royals chance. It was, again, a wild scene that I'm sure was scary to some, but it felt a lot like the mass of humanity as it piles out of Arrowhead after another Chiefs postseason victory. Where everyone's getting along, man, it was just, it was a crowd unlike any I've seen in quite some time. Again, not during the game. During the game, Kansas City's always impressive, whether there's 10,000 or 26,000. You guys bring it when you're here. But I'm talking about it still coursing through your veins. 20, 30 minutes after the game's already gone final, you're still hype walking out to the parking lot. I haven't seen that in quite some time. That was fun. Let's head out to Oklahoma City. Talk to our buddy Justin. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm tell you what, man. I'm jealous. It's pretty awesome to hear the people coming out of Kauffman Stadium tonight. Of course, I'm here in Oklahoma City, man. I got season tickets on my couch to watch the Royals every game. And I'm going to enjoy every game, every pitch, every at bat. And what an awesome night from Brady. 8 strikeouts tonight, man. And, man, I got this comparison, man. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Kansas City Royals remind me a lot of each other. And this year, I don't know if anybody follows Oklahoma City Thunder in Kansas City, but nobody expected them this year to do what they're doing. And it reminds me
not to be the top seed, that's for sure.
the top seed, and who knows what, I mean, they're the youngest team in the NBA.
Right.
Incredible
right.
future. And it reminds me just what the Royals are going to do. And I believe in the Royals, and I believe in this team. And I really think they're going to shock a lot of people this year. And I'm super excited. And, man, I think that the potential for this team this year, I mean, I don't want to get too far out there, but I'm loving every moment, man. And I'm fired up just as much as you guys are. So I appreciate you. I love your show, man. And I'll talk to you later.
Well, I appreciate you listening and interacted with us. No, man, I'm with you. I don't know if you heard the On Deck show, but I brought up the Thunder on the On Deck show. But even as you were signing off there, you said, you know, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. You know, you sound like you have the proper perspective that is necessary for a 162-game season. But here's the thing, Justin, and really this goes for everyone because I have that same, you know, in internal monologue going on of, yeah, I'm really excited, but it's, you know, the 3rd of May, still have 129 games to play. Right, we have, what, 78, 79% of the season still remaining? But yes, utilize perspective, but I don't think we need to be timid. I don't think Royals fans need to be quiet with their excitement. I don't think you need to be quiet with your confidence. I wouldn't let it cross over to arrogance just yet, but I don't think you need to be quiet with your confidence. The only thing that, I don't even want to say worries me, but you know, injuries, that's it. But I could say the same thing about the team across the parking lot. Now, of course, every game of the football season, if Mahomes or Kelsey or Chris Jones got hurt, it would change everything. Yeah, but I'm not going to live my life daily, hourly, every minute afraid, oh my God, somebody could get hurt. Yeah, well, whatever, that's life. So if you take that out of the equation, I stick your chest out. Talk confidently. Let everybody know that you rep the boys in blue. Tell everyone we're coming for the Central. Because again, what you have, what this team possesses, are the most powerful weapons in the game. Pitching, defense, and team speed. I don't care who lines up in the other dugout. If you have elite pitching, defense, and team speed, it's the great equalizer. It levels all playing fields. Name your favorite baseball team ever. You can go toe-to-toe with them. You know, the 2015 team could go toe-to-toe with them because of elite pitching, defense, and team speed. To me, it's the closest thing that's... You guys know the feeling of driving to a Chiefs game, saying, hey, we have Mahomes. I don't care who else shows up. We have Mahomes, and so long as we have him, we have a better than 50-50 chance of winning. Pitching, defense, and team speed is, I mean, really, pitching is the franchise quarterback. Pitching is the MVP candidate in the NBA. So long as you have Mahomes, you have a chance to win every game he takes the field. You have Anthony Edwards or Jokic or SGA, you have a chance to win every time you take the field. You have this pitching staff, this defense, and this amount of team speed, you have a chance to win every game you play. That's why when the season started, I was so excited about the rotation because I thought they were going to bring the type of stability that we haven't seen since 2018. They were going to give you a chance to win 70 to 80% of your games. They were going to put you in position to win 70 to 80% of the games. Of course, you're not going to do that. You're not going to win 80% of the games. But in the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, it's going to be a game 70, 80% of the time. And I think as fans, that's all we can ask for. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Now, that Thunder team is so much fun to watch. You watch their post-game interviews. I promise, even if you don't like the NBA, watch the Thunder's postgame interviews. You'll fall in love with the team. Let's go to Dawn in Overland Park. Dawn, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I just want to let you know I got two things I want to say. First of all, you are the best sportscaster out there today. I love
Thanks,
listening
man.
To your show. And every role
That's very
game,
nice of you. I appreciate that.
I think
it means a lot
you
to
know,
me.
I know you give us stats, you keep us rolling, and everything is just so great.
Well, that starts with the team, obviously. Yeah, I'm a lot better when they're a lot better.
Hey, you know what? It's been a long time since we've been able to be really proud of our Royals, and we need to keep it rolling. I think we will. The other thing I wanted to say was I was part of the right field rowdies back
Uh-oh.
In the early 80s.
I know all about the right field rowdies.
Hey, that's when we got tickets for $1.50, and I'll tell you what, for many years, I've been to over probably 200. I couldn't even tell you how many baseball games out there at the stadium.
Well, I believe
and
it.
We need to get the younger generation out there today, fill that stadium up, make it keep electric like it was tonight.
Well, you know what it is, Don. I appreciate the phone call. You know what it is with the kids. The kids want to be where it's cool. It hasn't been cool to be at Kauffman Stadium for a minute. I can promise you, it's pretty cool right now. Tonight was cool. For all ages. I saw all ages, and they were having a good time tonight. I would imagine you're going to have a good time this homestand. It's a big-time homestand. I think the fan base needs this homestand more than the team needs this homestand. I think the team's already quite confident. But you go through the defending champs, you go through another first-place team in the Milwaukee Brewers, you keep this train rolling for the next five games, you win these two series, man, look out. Because guys like Bobby and Vinny and Massey and MJ and Michael, Kyle, Brady, Cole, these guys haven't played in meaningful games in June and July. They don't know the daunting tasks that await in August and September, the real big league pressure that they're about to feel. They have no idea. And that might be a good thing, that they don't know what they don't know. So you inject more confidence into that clubhouse? With a bunch of young men that don't know what they don't know, look out, American League Central. It could get really scary. Because then they're just bubbling over with confidence. Bubbling over with the work that you need to put in to have that feeling in the postgame clubhouse. It becomes, I've heard Matt Quatrero talk about this a lot. It's addicting winning. You know, Q did a lot of winning in Tampa. Had a lot of champagne celebrations in the clubhouse in Tampa. It's addicting. That's what's so impressive about Salvi is he's addicted to winning. And yet he hasn't been able to get his fix in quite a while. And yet he continues to work, continues to smile, continues to lead. So Salvi's fiending for it right now. So whatever it's going to take to convince these kids to convince these young men to continue to put the team first, to put the work in, to focus on today's game today. You know Salvi's going all out. And you inject more confidence into those young players that are having the time of their lives right now. You give them more confidence, boy, this could be a very fun summer. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Will, who was at the game tonight. Will, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, great to talk to you. I sure love your work, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, Vern, last time I was at the a Texas Royals game at Kauffman Stadium. It was 2013. It was the last day of the year. And, you know, we didn't finish it out that year, but, boy, did I leave that game excited with what was ahead. And, you know, the little kid I had there, he was 5 or 6 years old, and I was throwing him up and down when that big home run was hit. And I'm telling you what, Vern, tonight he's 6'1", and my daughter said earlier that we've got to go to the ball game, Dad. Take me out to the ball game. And, boy, we did, Vern. And it's time, Kansas City. It's time to get out there to the ball game because, boy, are we having a good time out there, Vern. So, just, again, love your work. Keep that energy up. And, folks, come on, Kansas City. We got to get out and support this team.
They came out in a big way tonight, Will. You saw nearly 26,000 turning out on this Friday night. I would expect another 20,000-plus tomorrow. And you, the walk-up crowd's going to start building. I mean, you guys remember what it's like to just always have, you know, Royals baseball in the atmosphere. You can always hear someone talking about it. You see someone in a Royals jersey. That guy's in a Royals hat at the table over there at the restaurant where it's, you know, oh, did someone just bring up Brady Singer? Who's on the mound tonight? Oh, someone at the other table told me who's pitching tonight. Listen, I love what the Chiefs have done, but there's nothing like this city when the baseball team's good. Nothing like it. Set up to St. Joe. Talk with Brian. You're on the postgame show as the Royals win 7-1 to improve their record to 20-13.
Hey, you're just in time. I'm almost home from the game.
Well, I appreciate you sticking it out, man. It's a busy night tonight on the postgame show.
It was a lot of fun. I was in section 421, and right behind me there were two or three guys that were speaking Spanish, and I didn't understand them. But you could tell by the timing that they were really into the game, and they were, you know, quiet, but having probably a good, strong discussion about it. It was exciting, and I don't get to, just because of the way life is for me, I don't get to go to the Royals games very often. But, but you know, I had a great time tonight. I think I was thrilled to see the people there, and I was surprised there weren't more people there. I went to dinner beforehand, and I don't drive down there very much. I said, how do you get to the stadium? Oh, well, I don't know. We never go out there. Boy.
Anyway, oh, they will soon enough. Yeah, they will soon enough. Well, Brian, I appreciate you listening, man. Thanks for making the drive, and thanks for keeping it locked to 610 Sports Radio. We appreciate it, buddy. 25,690. Second largest crowd of the season. No. Second largest crowd of the season behind only opening day. And it is the seventh biggest crowd the Royals have played in front of all year. Those last three games in Toronto, one game in New York, and that's not even real. That game was, you know, half those people showed up because of the rain. So honestly, this was, what, the fifth largest crowd this team has played in front of all year? Again, they don't know what they don't know. Again, this may be, you know, the fourth or fifth biggest crowd they've ever played in front of here at Kauffman Stadium. For guys like Michael and Michael Massey and Freddie Fermin, yeah, this was one of the biggest crowds they've ever played in front of at Kauffman Stadium. So I can understand that there are a few people, well, where you stopped, that said, no, I don't know how to get there. Not many people have been coming out. But yeah, that will certainly change because everybody loves a winner. Everyone's a front runner. I got no issue with being a front runner. Just don't lie about it. Royals win 7-1. The record, the 20-13 record, third best start in franchise history. The only teams that got off to better starts, well, the first Royals team that ever won a division title back in 1976, and then the championship team of 2015. That's it. No team in franchise history has ever put up a run differential like this team has. Royals plus 56. Best run differential in Major League Baseball. Brian, thanks again for the phone call. Let's go to JR in Lee's Summit. JR, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Josh Bernier. Love you, brother. Appreciate your
right
work.
Back at you.
Thanks for all
Thank you
do, man.
My pleasure.
I am currently driving home. My family, my wife, my two boys, 11 and 9, we celebrated a teammate's birthday at the K tonight. Gage, happy birthday, brother, from Hitters Club. Turning 10, love it. Those boys are loving what they're watching. I got my Bobby Witt jersey on. And Kansas City, listen, when we drafted Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, what the Royals did when they drafted Bobby Witt Jr. is that dude. We're about to watch this dude and his teammates do what we wanted these guys to do for years since 2015 happened. They are it. They are the team. Come support these dudes. We're happy to be there. Every time we get a chance, I'm going to take my boys to the game. Fern, I love you, bro. Keep doing your thing. Go Royals.
Great call. Appreciate it. Thank you. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Got to give some love real quick to Cody Tapp, who continues to put himself out there with these tribute songs. The Vinny Pasquantino song, Unlocked Vinny, earlier this season. Since he debuted his Michael Garcia motivational tribute song. Michael's hitting .327 with an OPS of .820. It's a 14-game stretch for Garcia, and he has 9 runs scored and 8 runs driven in. So Cody has helped Vinny, Michael, and today he debuted his MJ Melendez motivational song. And MJ snapped a 0-for-27 with that leadoff single in the 7th inning that turned into a 6-run 7th inning. And then turned it into a 6-run Royals victory. Yeah, that 7th inning tonight for the boys was their 6th inning this season with at least 6 runs. Nobody else in the major leagues has more. 6 separate innings with at least 6 runs. They only did that 4 times all of last year. They've already done it 6 times, and we have 129 games to go. Royals win 7-1. We'll get right back to your thoughts, and we'll hear from Brady Singer after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
1-2 swing, and a ball well hit, deep left field. Carter back, looking up, it's gone! Into the Ranger bullpen. Hunter Renfroe ties the game with 1 swing. His 3rd of the year, and we're tied at 1 here in the 5th inning.
The always outstanding Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Hunter Renfroe's 3rd home run of the season, a 1-2 slider up from Michael Lorenzen. Renfroe doesn't miss it. He pulls it over the left field wall, puts the Royals on the board, knots things up at 1 apiece. It would remain 1-1 until we get to the 7th inning. After a high wire act from John Schreiber in the top half of the 7th, as he puts up another 0. He's now done so in 15 of his 16 appearances. The offense then did damage in the bottom half of the 7th inning. An RBI one-out single from Kyle Isbell. A one-out RBI knock from Bobby Witt Jr., followed by an RBI knock from Vinny Pasquantino. Capped by a 3-run blast from the captain, Salvador Perez, who has now gone 40 straight plate appearances without a strikeout. Salvi, 40 straight plate appearances without a punch-out. And with that home run, he extends his career best on base streak to 22 games, a stretch in which he's hitting .360, 21 RBI in those 22 games, and more walks than strikeouts. Let's head out to L.A. and talk with Kathy. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win Game 1 against Texas, Kathy, by a final score of 7-1.
I'm just a little bummed, Vern, because the Royals are going to be out here next weekend playing the Angels, and I'm not going to be able to go because I unfortunately need a new hip and can't walk that much, so I'm like just a little bummed about that. But
yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks, Vern. But watching them play has been so much fun this season, and just seeing the joy on these guys' face to win, it's been amazing to watch that. And thanks from the pitching. That's the thing that you were talking about earlier. I think it's all due to the pitching this year, because they didn't have this pitching support to keep them in the games that they have in the past.
No question. No doubt, Kathy. Well, when are we going to be back 100%?
With the way work's going, who knows, Vern? Hopefully soon. But right. I can't.
Keep me updated. No.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Vern.
Thank you. 913-586-7610. Royals pick up their 20th win of the season here in game number 33. A 7-1 victory as the boys and that pitching staff you talk about, Kathy, has held opponents to one run or fewer in 11 games. One-third of the games, Royals pitching has held the opponent to one run or fewer. Nobody in the sports done it more often than this elite Royals pitching staff. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Charlie. Was at the game tonight. Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
Yeah, I'm always at the game because I work out there.
Nice. Good gig.
And from the start of the season, I mean, from getting everybody ready for the stadium to make it look all nice for opening day, and hearing some people say, you know, we were cellar dwellers and the Royals stink. And it's like, well, you know, they were playing really good in the spring ball. And to see the process from spring training to getting the stadium ready to coming to work, and now that Royals are doing good, you know, the talk of, you know, some people when they leave work and, you know, they have off days just like the Royals when they go out of town. Mm-hmm. A lot of the employees are very excited to come back to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the boys winning right now gives a lot of people in the town something to look forward to, not just coming to the game, but, you know, everyday process.
Hey, Charlie, that makes perfect sense, because you and your fellow stadium workers, you guys are working certainly harder than me, harder than just about everybody outside of those 26 guys in the dugout and the coaching staff.
Yep.
Appreciate all your work, Charlie. You guys make this place great.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate your phone call. Yeah, thank you. Phone line is open for you, 913-586-7610. And I don't really talk about it on the air that much, but, you know, with friends and family, the thing I miss most are the men and women that work at Kauffman Stadium. That's what I miss during the off season. You know, the players. I miss baseball, of course, but the relationships that I'm lucky enough to make with the people that work here. Now, you know, if you were one of the 26,000 in attendance, I have to imagine there was a man or woman, an employee of Kauffman Stadium that helped make your experience a little bit better. They have a real knack for doing that. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great night for everybody, you know. And the 6-run, 7th inning, Sally's 3-run blast. And I watched the Angels beat the Guardians on the MLB TV half game back. If we sweep them and Angels sweep the Guardians, we'll be game and a half up. And good luck to Kathy on her operation in L.A. Hope she feels better. Yeah, just
me
tell
too,
her that
Dan.
When she calls. Yeah.
So nice of you to say that, buddy.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, feelings for everybody, you know, so. Let's take care of Walker tomorrow. Get the game two and get the sweep Sunday. Take care, Josh.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Royals a half game back of Cleveland. That plus 56 run differential is 7 clear of the next closest quality run differential, and that being of some team from Los Angeles, the Dodgers. Royals 7 runs better than the Dodgers. Shohei, Mookie, Tyler Glasnow, Freddie Freeman. You've heard of the Dodgers? Yeah. Okay. Royals have an identical record as the Dodgers and a better run differential than the Dodgers. That's nice. 913-586-7610. As promised, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Brady Singer had to say after the game. Brady throws six innings of one-run baseball, four hits, no walks. First start this season with no walks. Eight strikeouts are the most for Singer since his season debut against the Minnesota Twins. Brady now, in seven starts this year, has led the Royals to five wins, has an ERA of 2.45, 42 strikeouts in 40 innings, and his whip is one of the 15 best in Major League Baseball. He's gone at least five innings every time he's taken the ball, and opponents are hitting .179 against him. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. Let's hear what Brady had to say after leading the Royals to a 7-1 victory. Let's hear what he had to say to Annie Rogers and Jalen Thompson, the assembled media, and the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I was happy to get to the sixth there, honestly. You know, it's been going five the past few, and, you know, I was able to get to that sixth. Had a lot of pitches early, and really just happy, you know, obviously to, you know, get the ball there in the sixth. You know, I think it was a 90 pitches or so. So for them to let me, you know, go and get that. And this offense just, I mean, never had a doubt that, you know, we were going to break through and get those runs, and it was a blast to watch. This team is so much fun to be around, and we're never out of it. No, that's awesome. No, I felt, you know, I felt like through the first three or four innings, you know, I had a lot of pitches, and then you know, fourth and fifth, I was able to get through the innings a little bit quicker than, you know, than I have in the past few innings. So, no, that's awesome. I'm glad, you know, obviously Skipper had faith in me there to do that and to get through that, so it's really cool.
What'd you think of Salvi's moment there in the seventh inning?
Yeah, unbelievable. Sadly, I was on the table getting work done, and I didn't see it, but I heard it. But, I mean, what a player. And obviously, you know, huge to this city, huge to this team, and he's having a heck of a year, and he's been so much fun to watch. He's, you know, obviously a huge part of this place, and, you know, it's so much fun to watch him. He's obviously had so much success in his career, but, you know, have continued success and what he's been doing. It's been a blast to watch. I'm excited to come to the park every day and see what he has.
Once you did go into the high pitch count, but to be able to get out of it too, no walks.
No, I didn't want to walk anybody. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I knew the past couple of outings I've had a few walks, and I went in there, was going to tax the strike zone, and, you know, they were just throwing a lot of stuff off. You know, that's what I saw, but able to make pitches when I needed to. I feel like I had a lot of 3-2 counts there and was able to get through them. So, yeah, that was good.
That's a 10-pitch about 10-pitch
count to get him. Yeah, unbelievable. No, I needed him to put a ball in play. I was trying to get him to, you know, to hit a ground ball there or anything, but, no, he put a good battle on it. Was, you know, able to get a two-seam away from him to get him synced up.
There you go. That's Brady Singer. Again, following six innings of one-run baseball, four hits, eight strikeouts, no walks, just another quality start for the pitching staff that leads Major League Baseball in quality starts. How about this? Tonight was the 99th start of Brady Singer's career. All, of course, with Kansas City, the team that took him in the first round back in 2018. 99th start. But this was his first ever start outside of April, pitching for Kansas City, following a Kansas City win for a Kansas City team with a winning record. That might sound like a lot, but that's really not many qualifiers. Just, they're a winning team and they won the night before. And it's not the first month of the season. This is the first time ever Brady Singer has taken the mound with a winning record following a Royals win. Again, that dude, Brady, already has the mentality of a number one. And when he's commanding his fastball, he has the stuff of a number one. I mentioned earlier in the show, Fangraphs, according to their wins above replacement algorithm, he's the fifth most valuable pitcher in this rotation. Reagans, Lugo, Marsh, Waka, Singer is how Fangraphs ranked it. Singer got the ball in game three, right? But he has the mentality of a one, the stuff of a one, believes he is a one. I mean, like, in his heart of hearts, he believes he can lead. And again, he has the stuff to do it. But this is a guy that you're giving the ball to in game three, a guy that's, the nerds say, is the fourth best arm in this rotation. And you're going to let that guy get more confident in his defense, in his offense, in his own ability, in the team? You're going to let Bobby Witt and Vinny Pasquantino, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, you're going to let them get more confident? I'm telling you, American League Central, you better call Bruce Bochy. You better hit up Pat Murphy, the skipper of the Brewers, and ask them to help out. Because if this train keeps rolling over the course of this now five remaining games of this homestand, man, that flight to the West Coast as they begin a seven-game West Coast road trip starting on Thursday. If you give that team confidence and put them on a bird for 3 hours out to the west side, just don't say I didn't warn you, okay? Because they don't know what they don't know. They don't understand that it's, well, they understand it's not supposed to be this easy. I mean, Bobby and all of them lost 106 games last year, so let me catch myself real quick. But I can't imagine they can firmly grasp what tests lie ahead. Just, you know, for as great as this start has been, we have 129 to go. There's still a lot more that needs. You haven't even faced Cleveland once, right? So there is still so much more to go. And the reason why I was so fixated on these first 2 months and my mantra of maintain through May and don't drown in the deep end, just survive. The reason why I was so focused on that and maybe had such a low bar wasn't because I didn't believe in the pitching, defense, and team speed. I knew that was there. I wasn't sure about the offensive execution in big spots, which has been superb of late. And I also didn't expect the pitching staff to be this good. I didn't think Seth Lugo would be in the mix for American League Pitcher of the Month. Didn't think that Brady Singer would have one of the 15 best whips and ERAs in the American League. Figured Cole Reagans would be good, but Cole Reagans has been better than all of them. Better than Lugo, better than Singer, better than Waka, better than Mar. I mean, we have three guys right now that you can place a bet on any one of these apps to win the Cy Young. So I didn't see that coming. But the reason why I was so focused on maintain through May was because I believed if they can stay in the fight for the first 2 months, every member of this lineup that we are nervous about, questioning, unsure of, if you can maintain through May that those first 55, 60 games that everybody that we're unsure of would have their moment to find confidence, build confidence, or would be sent to Omaha and replaced with someone with confidence. But now here we are, 33 games into the season, still weeks away from flipping the calendar to June. And even the struggling bats, I'm not seeing young men that are beaten down, that are questioning themselves, that are wondering if I belong. No, I'm struggling offensively, but you know what I'm not going to do? Let it affect me defensively because we are knotted up in a one-run game. You know, that's the beauty of the pitching, the defense, and the team speed is, okay, yeah, you're, you know, 0 for your last 27. Get over it. It's a 1-1 game. I need you locked in defensively. Yeah, oh, you're 3 for your last 53. Get over it. You're leading off the seventh inning. I need you to come through. It's a 1-1 game. You don't have time to sulk or get in your own head. I need you to execute right now. Put the team first. So if they're getting those lessons in the first 33 games and you're going to keep building their confidence every box I wanted checked by the end of May seems to have been double-checked over the first 33 games. I mean, I'm still maintained through May, but I mean, they would have to, like, I mean, they would almost have to lose every game the rest of the month for them not to maintain through May. Honestly, they could have been a few games below 500, and I would have been pleased with the first 2 months. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Brady Singer, by the way, the first pitcher in Royals history to start the year with seven straight outings of at least five innings and less than five hits allowed. That's your number three. Or, I don't know, maybe you slot them differently. I don't know how you could put anybody ahead of Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo right now, but shoot, Brady Singer's making a fine case, and what he's done over the previous four and a half seasons, Brady Singer's got quite the track record. Brady Singer has an even better track record, you could say, than Seth Lugo, who has spun a quality start in 23 of his last 33 outings. Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, tonight 1-for-4, another stolen base, another run scored, another RBI. Bobby, top five in Major League Baseball in runs scored, top five in extra base hits, top 10 in hits, and top 10 in stolen bases as the Royals, according to wins above replacements, have two of the 10 most valuable position players in the sport. Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, and again, those two playing the most difficult defensive position on the diamond. Let's go to the text line real quick, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Neil from Lone Jack writes in, Vern, I was at the K tonight. Nurses' night always is a good time. I've been trying to call in for the last 10 minutes, but we're getting busy signals. God bless you and whoever's producing tonight. Neil, it's been a great turnout. Fans, like I said, it was the second biggest crowd we've seen at Kauffman Stadium this season. Second only to opening day. And again, this is a team that averages fewer than 15,000 a night. Almost 26,000 turned out. And didn't leave. Even after the final out, didn't leave. They had to watch Joel and Salvi wear that Salvi splash. But even as they left, they didn't leave. Maybe their bodies left Kauffman Stadium, but their mind and their heart remained inside one of the 26,000. They remained a part of that crowd as they made their way out to the parking lot chanting, "Let's go Royals." Just a wild scene that I haven't seen since the last time I went to a Chiefs game, walking out with that mass of humanity. It was a great night tonight. Michael Massey, I did want to mention the Royals, a five-hitter. Been waiting for a while to see a five-hitter emerge. Massey tonight on base three times. He goes 2-for-3 with a walk. Massey now has a hit in 8 of his 12 games since coming off the injured list, and he has a 6-game hitting streak going. A 6-game hitting streak in which he's hitting .333 with 7 RBI. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Our buddy Jason from Washington writes in, says, Vern, pitching, you're right, it is the difference about this team compared to last year. But I do feel that the energy is different. And the energy is different because they now expect to win, Vern. And Jason writes, you know, which in cause, they expect to win because of the veteran pitching. Yeah, and again, that's what I was so worried about this offseason was, you know, Bobby or MJ or Mike Hell or one of those guys accepting that, well, you don't win in Kansas City. You put in your 6 years and then you get out because they don't spend money on pitching. They don't draft and develop pitching. They don't acquire pitching. Well, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, James MacArthur, John Schreiber, Cole Reagans, need I say more? Congratulations, by the way, to Colin Selby, becoming the 1,000th man to appear in a game donning the Royals jersey. He throws a scoreless ninth inning in his Royals debut. Angel Zerpa with a scoreless eighth inning as well. Royals win 7-1. Now tomorrow it's Michael Wacha going opposite Dane Dunning. Game two of this three-game series. The first pitch is at 6:10. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Your chance to win Royals tickets tomorrow at 5 o'clock. If you want to see Herrera, Davis, and Holland in that 2014 reunion weekend, make sure you're listening to the On Deck Show tomorrow beginning at 5 o'clock. Thanks to JT Noah back at the studio. I don't think he was prepared to produce a two-hour post-game show, but them's the breaks when you got a winner. In Kansas City, you have a winner. JT, great job, man. Appreciate y'all listening, texting, calling in. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
1-2 swing and a ball well hit, deep left field. Carter back, looking up, it's gone! Into the Ranger bullpen. Hunter Renfroe ties the game with one swing. His third of the year, and we're tied at one here in the fifth inning.
The always outstanding Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Hunter Renfroe's third home run of the season, a 1-2 slider up from Michael Lorenzen. Renfroe doesn't miss it. He pulls it over the left field wall, puts the Royals on the board, knots things up at one apiece. It would remain 1-1 until we get to the seventh inning. After a high wire act from John Schreiber in the top half of the seventh, as he puts up another zero, he's now done so in 15 of his 16 appearances. The offense then did damage in the bottom half of the seventh inning. An RBI one out single from Kyle Isbell, a one out RBI knock from Bobby Witt Jr., followed by an RBI knock from Vinny Pasquantino, capped by a three-run blast from the captain, Salvador Perez, who has now gone 40 straight plate appearances without a strikeout. Salvi, 40 straight plate appearances without a punch-out. And with that home run, he extends his career best on-base streak to 22 games, a stretch in which he's hitting 360, 21 RBI in those 22 games, and more walks than strikeouts. Let's head out to L.A. and talk with Kathy. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win Game 1 against Texas, Kathy, by a final score of 7-1.
I'm just a little bummed, Vern, because the Royals are going to be out here next weekend playing the Angels, and I'm not going to be able to go because I unfortunately need a new hip and can't walk that much, so I'm like just a little bummed about that. But
yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks, Vern. But watching them play has been so much fun this season, and just seeing the joy on these guys' face to win, it's been amazing to watch that. And thanks from the pitching. That's the thing that you were talking about earlier. I think it's all due to the pitching this year, because they didn't have this pitching support to keep them in the games that they have in the past.
No question. No doubt, Kathy. Well, When are we going to be back 100%?
With the way work's going, who knows, Vern? Hopefully soon, but right. I can't.
Keep me updated. You
know, yeah. Okay, thanks, Vern.
Thank you. 913-586-7610. Royals pick up their 20th win of the season here in game number 33. A 7-1 victory as the boys and that pitching staff you talk about, Kathy, has held opponents to one run or fewer in 11 games, one-third of the games, Royals pitching has held the opponent to one run or fewer. Nobody in the sports done it more often than this elite Royals pitching staff. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Let's go to Charlie. Was at the game tonight. Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
Yeah, I'm always at the game because I work out there.
Nice. Good gig.
And from the start of the season, I mean, from getting everybody ready for the stadium to make it look all nice for
opening day and hearing some people say, you know, we were cellar dwellers and all the Royals stink. And it's like, well, you know, they were playing really good in the spring ball. And to see the process from spring training to getting the stadium ready to coming to work, and now that Royals are doing good, you know, the talk of, you know, some people when they leave work and, you know, they have off days just like the Royals when they go out of town. Mm-hmm. A lot of the employees are very excited to come back to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the boys winning right now gives a lot of people in the town something to look forward to, not just coming to the game, but, you know, everyday process.
Hey, Charlie, that makes perfect sense, because you and your fellow stadium workers, yeah, you guys are working certainly harder than me, harder than just about everybody outside of those 26 guys in the dugout and the coaching staff.
Yep.
Appreciate all your work, Charlie. You guys make this place great.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate your phone call. Yeah, thank you. Phone line is open for you, 913-586-7610. I always, and I don't really talk about it on the air that much, but, you know, with friends and family, the thing I miss most are the men and women that work at Kauffman Stadium. That's what I miss during the offseason. You know, the players, I miss baseball, of course, but the relationships that I'm lucky enough to make with the people that work here. You know, if you were one of the 26,000 in attendance, I have to imagine there was a man or woman, an employee of Kauffman Stadium that helped make your experience a little bit better. They have a real knack for doing that. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great night for everybody, you know. And the 6-run, 7th inning, Sally's 3-run blast. And I watched the Angels beat the Guardians on the MLB TV half game back. If we sweep them and Angels sweep the Guardians, will be game and a half up. And good luck to Kathy on her operation in L.A. Yeah. Hope she feels better. Yeah, just
me
tell
too,
her that
Dan.
When she calls. Yeah.
So nice of you to say that, buddy.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, it's feelings for everybody, you know. So. Let's take care of Walker tomorrow. Get the game two and get the sweep Sunday. Take care, Josh.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Royals a half game back of Cleveland. That plus 56 run differential is 7 clear of the next closest quality run differential, and that being of some team from Los Angeles, the Dodgers. Royals 7 runs better than the Dodgers. Shohei, Mookie, Tyler Glasnow, Freddie Freeman. You've heard of the Dodgers? Yeah. Okay. Royals have an identical record as the Dodgers and a better run differential than the Dodgers. That's nice. 913-586-7610. As promised, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Brady Singer had to say after the game. Brady throws 6 innings of 1-run baseball, 4 hits, no walks. First start this season with no walks. 8 strikeouts are the most for Singer since his season debut against the Minnesota Twins. Brady now, in 7 starts this year, has led the Royals to 5 wins, has an ERA of 2.45, 42 strikeouts in 40 innings, and his whip is one of the 15 best in Major League Baseball. He's gone at least 5 innings every time he's taken the ball, and opponents are hitting .179 against him. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. Let's hear what Brady had to say after leading the Royals to a 7-1 victory. Let's hear what he had to say to Annie Rodgers and Jalen Thompson, the assembled media, and the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I was happy to get to the 6th there, honestly. And, you know, I've been going 5 past you, and, you know, I was able to get to that 6. Had a lot of pitches early, and really just happy, you know, obviously to, you know, get the ball there in the 6. You know, I think it was a 90 pitches or so. So for them to let me, you know, go and get that. And this offense just, I mean, never had a doubt that, you know, we were going to break through it and get those runs, and it was a blast to watch. Just, this team is so much fun to be around, and we're never out of it.
How do you take that message that you got in the 6th inning here, even though your pitch count wasn't?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. No, I felt, you know, I felt like through the first three or four innings, you know, I had a lot of pitches, and then fourth and fifth, I was able to get through the innings a little bit quicker than, you know, than I have in the past few innings. So, no, that's awesome. I'm glad. You know, obviously, Skipper had faith in me there to do that and to get through that, so it's really cool.
What'd you think of Salvi's moment there in the seventh inning?
Yeah, unbelievable. Sadly, I was on the table getting work done, and I didn't see it, but I heard it. But, I mean, what a player. I mean, obviously, you know, huge to this city, huge to this team, and he's having a heck of a year, and he's been so much fun to watch. He's, you know, obviously a huge part of this place, and, you know, it's so much fun to watch him. He's obviously had so much success in his career, but, you know, have continued success and what he's been doing. It's been a blast to watch. I'm excited to come to the park every day and see what he has.
What you did go into the high pitch count, but to be able to get out of it too, no walks?
Yeah, no, I didn't want to walk anybody. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I knew the past couple of outings I've had a few walks, and I went in there, was going to tax the strike zone, and, you know, they were just throwing a lot of stuff off. You know, that's what I saw, but able to make pitches when I needed to. I feel like I had a lot of 3-2 counts there and was able to get through them. So, yeah, that was good.
That's a 10-pitch about 2-2 counts to get him.
Yeah, unbelievable. No, I needed him to put a ball in play. I was trying to get him to, you know, to hit a ground ball there or anything, but, no, he put a good battle on it. It was, you know, able to get a 2-seam away from him to get him synced up.
There you go. That's Brady Singer. Again, following 6 innings of 1-run baseball, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts, no walks, just another quality start for the pitching staff that leads Major League Baseball in quality starts. How about this? Tonight was the 99th start of Brady Singer's career. All, of course, with Kansas City, the team that took him in the first round back in 2018. 99th start. But this was his first ever start outside of April, pitching for Kansas City, following a Kansas City win for a Kansas City team with a winning record. That might sound like a lot, but that's really not many qualifiers. Just, they're a winning team and they won the night before. And it's not the first month of the season. This is the first time ever Brady Singer has taken the mound with a winning record following a Royals win. Again, that dude, Brady, already has the mentality of a number one. And when he's commanding his fastball, he has the stuff of a number one. I mentioned earlier in the show, Fangraphs, according to their wins above replacement algorithm, he's the 5th most valuable pitcher in this rotation. Reagans, Lugo, Marsh, Waka, Singer is how Fangraphs ranked it. Singer got the ball in game 3, right? But he has the mentality of a 1, the stuff of a 1, believes he is a 1. I mean, like, in his heart of hearts, he believes he can lead. And again, he has the stuff to do it. But this is a guy that you're giving the ball to in game 3, a guy that's, the nerds say, is the 4th best arm in this rotation. And you're going to let that guy get more confident in his defense, in his offense, in his own ability, in the team? You're going to let Bobby Witt and Vinny Pasquantino, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, you're going to let them get more confident? I'm telling you, American League Central, you better call Bruce Bochy. You better hit up Pat Murphy, the skipper of the Brewers, and ask them to help out. Because if this train keeps rolling over the course of this now 5 remaining games of this homestand, man, that flight to the West Coast as they begin a 7-game West Coast road trip starting on Thursday. If you give that team confidence and put them on a bird for 3 hours out to the West Side, just don't say I didn't warn you, okay? Because they don't know what they don't know. They don't understand that it's, well, they understand it's not supposed to be this easy. I mean, Bobby and all of them lost 106 games last year, so let me catch myself real quick. But I can't imagine they can firmly grasp what tests lie ahead. Just, you know, for as great as this start has been, we have 129 to go. There's still a lot more that needs. You haven't even faced Cleveland once, right? So there is still so much more to go. And the reason why I was so fixated on these first 2 months and my mantra of maintain through May and don't drown in the deep end, just survive. The reason why I was so focused on that and maybe had such a low bar wasn't because I didn't believe in the pitching, defense, and team speed. I knew that was there. I wasn't sure about the offensive execution in big spots, which has been superb of late. And I also didn't expect the pitching staff to be this good. I didn't think Seth Lugo would be in the mix for American League Pitcher of the Month. Didn't think that Brady Singer would have one of the 15 best whips and ERAs in the American League. Figured Cole Reagans would be good, but Cole Reagans has been better than all of them. Better than Lugo, better than Singer, better than Waka, better than Mar. I mean, we have three guys right now that you can place a bet on any one of these apps to win the Cy Young. So I didn't see that coming. But the reason why I was so focused on maintain through May was because I believed if they can stay in the fight for the first 2 months, every member of this lineup that we are nervous about, questioning, unsure of, if you can maintain through May that those first 55, 60 games that everybody that we're unsure of would have their moment to find confidence, build confidence, or would be sent to Omaha and replaced with someone with confidence. But now here we are, 33 games into the season, still weeks away from flipping the calendar to June. And even the struggling bats, I'm not seeing young men that are beaten down, that are questioning themselves, that are wondering if I belong. No, I'm struggling offensively, but you know what I'm not going to do? Let it affect me defensively because we are knotted up in a one-run game. You know, that's the beauty of the pitching, the defense, and the team speed is, okay, yeah, you're, you know, 0 for your last 27. Get over it. It's a 1-1 game. I need you locked in defensively. Yeah, oh, you're 3 for your last 53. Get over it. You're leading off the seventh inning. I need you to come through. It's a 1-1 game. You don't have time to sulk or get in your own head. I need you to execute right now. Put the team first. So if they're getting those lessons in the first 33 games and you're going to keep building their confidence, every box I wanted checked by the end of May seems to have been double-checked over the first 33 games. I mean, I'm still maintained through May, but I mean, they would almost have to lose every game the rest of the month for them not to maintain through May. Honestly, they could have been a few games below 500, and I would have been pleased with the first 2 months. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Brady Singer, by the way, the first pitcher in Royals history to start the year with 7 straight outings of at least 5 innings and less than 5 hits allowed. That's your number 3. Or, I don't know, maybe you slot them differently. I don't know how you could put anybody ahead of Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo right now, but shoot, Brady Singer's making a fine case, and what he's done over the previous 4.5 seasons, Brady Singer's got quite the track record. Brady Singer has an even better track record, you could say, than Seth Lugo, who has spun a quality start in 23 of his last 33 outings. Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, tonight 1-for-4, another stolen base, another run scored, another RBI. Bobby, top 5 in Major League Baseball in runs scored, top 5 in extra base hits, top 10 in hits, and top 10 in stolen bases as the Royals, according to wins above replacement have two of the 10 most valuable position players in the sport, Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, and again, those two playing the most difficult defensive position on the diamond. Let's go to the text line real quick, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Neil from Lone Jack writes in, Vern, I was at the Cade tonight. Nurses' night always is a good time. I've been trying to call in for the last 10 minutes, but we're getting busy signals. God bless you and whoever's producing tonight. Neil, it's been a great turnout. Fans, like I said, it was the second biggest crowd we've seen at Kauffman Stadium this season. Second only to opening day. And again, this is a team that averages fewer than 15,000 a night. Almost 26,000 turned out and didn't leave. Even after the final out, didn't leave. They had to watch Joel and Salvi wear that Salvi splash. But even as they left, they didn't leave. Maybe their bodies left Kauffman Stadium, but their mind and their heart remained inside one of the 26,000. They remained a part of that crowd as they made their way out to the parking lot chanting, "Let's go Royals." Just a wild scene that I haven't seen since the last time I went to a Chiefs game, walking out with that massive humanity. It was a great night tonight. Michael Massey, I did want to mention the Royals, a five-hitter. Been waiting for a while to see a five-hitter emerge. Massey tonight on base three times. He goes 2-for-3 with a walk. Massey now has a hit in 8 of his 12 games since coming off the injured list, and he has a 6-game hitting streak going. A 6-game hitting streak in which he's hitting .333 with 7 RBI. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Our buddy Jason from Washington writes in, says, Vern, pitching, you're right, it is the difference about this team compared to last year. But I do feel that the energy is different. And the energy is different because they now expect to win, Vern. And Jason writes, you know, which in cause, they expect to win because of the veteran pitching. Yeah, and again, that's what I was so worried about this offseason was, you know, Bobby or MJ or Mike Hell or one of those guys accepting that, well, you don't win in Kansas City. You put in your 6 years and then you get out because they don't spend money on pitching. They don't draft and develop pitching. They don't acquire pitching. Well, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, James MacArthur, John Schreiber, Cole Reagans, need I say more? Congratulations, by the way, to Colin Selby, becoming the 1,000th man to appear in a game donning the Royals jersey. He throws a scoreless 9th inning in his Royals debut. Angel Zerpa with a scoreless 8th inning as well. Royals win 7-1. Now tomorrow, it's Michael Wacha going opposite Dane Dunning. Game 2 of this 3-game series. The first pitch is at 6:10. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Your chance to win Royals tickets tomorrow at 5 o'clock. If you want to see Herrera, Davis, and Holland in that 2014 reunion weekend, make sure you're listening to the On Deck Show tomorrow beginning at 5 o'clock. Thanks to JT Noah back at the studio. I don't think he was prepared to produce a 2-hour post-game show, but them's the breaks when you got a winner. In Kansas City, you have a winner. JT, great job, man. Appreciate y'all listening, texting, calling in. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night.